Now, Jessica, you had a very specific reason for opening Laurel House Beauty and Wellness. What was it?
I have been in the hair industry now for 11 years, and I opened my first salon because I was so sick of having bad bosses. And honestly, that's the reason that I got into the hair industry, like, period. It was something that I knew I could have a lot of control with. And so both Salon Anthurium and Laurel House have been built with that problem in mind. I really strive to create spaces that women can come into and build their own businesses and have support without control, where they can have a community that's already built in. Like, I'm very, very passionate about creating good workspaces.
And with that focus of trying to create a better culture, why did that drive you more towards the suite model of a salon versus just traditional booth rentals?
Booth rental, you're still kind of at my whim for what the general decor of the salon looks like, but all of my girls are in charge of their own schedules, what services they provide, how they dress, how they act, how they market themselves. Like, they are in full control of what they do for their business. And then I try and gather excellent, like-minded individuals into these spaces. We have a really great crew right now of women who really support each other and care about each other. Like, me and my business partner, Heidi, have worked very hard to curate this great group at Salon Anthurium, and I'm excited to do that again at Laurel House.
And Jessica, people may not realize this, but you are a fourth generation Youngstown business owner. Your family has been doing business here in the Valley for generations. How much of a driving force was that for you to continue that tradition?
I would say that at this point, it's just built into my bones. Like, it was a problem, actually, when I first opened Salon Anthurium, because I would look at people and say, why aren't you doing, the X, Y, and Z? And then after a while, I realized, oh, people didn't grow up in businesses.
Yeah.
One of my earliest memories is being in my dad's business and running through the basement in the back rooms and just being in and a part of these businesses. My great grandmother from Michelangelo's, we still have her sign hidden away in one of the basements in our house. I remember being in her kitchen and watching her cook and learning her recipes that she had at the restaurant. And like, I moved out of Youngstown for a period of time. I lived in both Columbus and Cleveland, and I loved those years. I loved those experiences, but I always knew that I wanted to come back home. Youngstown is just such this special place. And I don't think people realize it until they get a taste of somewhere else. The really strong community that's here.
Well, you've already got such a strong family legacy here in the Valley. What kind of legacy do you hope to continue with both your salons?
I hope that my son learns the same lesson that I did from the previous generations, which is that everybody in my line, I feel like their businesses were always intentional in serving the people who worked for them and intentional in serving the community. Like, my grandfather was one of the first orthodontists in the area. This was the great grandmother's son. And by the time that they were done with their business, they had an insane amount of like uncollected income just because they knew these members of the community that they needed those services and they weren't going to be able to afford them. And my grandfather didn't need the money. So he was just like, come in, come get your braces. Like, if you have to pay $5 a month for forever, then that's fine. I don't care. Or at some point, we'll just close the account and move on. My grandmother's restaurant was a hub for the local community that is still, well known to this day. And like my aunt who owns the massage cafe, that entire place is about care of both her people and the people who come in there. So for my son, I hope that that's what he learns, is that the most gratifying thing that you can create is something that takes care of your community.
Now, Jessica, if people want to get a little refresh as we head into the spring now, what's the best way to get a hold of you for either Salon Anthurium or Laurel House Beauty and Wellness?
I would say check out either of my websites, salonanthurium.com or laurelhousesuites.com. Both of those will give you a variety of ways to get in hold of me, either by phone, email, messenger, whatever. And both of those websites give a lot of details for if you wanted to either come get services or if you wanted to come work for me.
All right. Sounds great. Well, Jessica, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.